The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. It's great to be gathered once again to be encouraged on our journey to Christmas in this Advent season. You know, one of the things that I've learned as a pastor is that I can learn, I've got a lot to learn, and I can learn from some of the strangest people. People like John Leach. Well, yes, he's very strange. This morning, we are going to learn from a very strange person, John the Baptist. This guy lived out in the wilderness. He ate wild honey and locusts, and we're going to learn from him as he sits in prison on the citadel of Machaerus, a citadel in the Middle East in which he was down in the dungeon, living in prison. What can we learn from such a strange person? That's going to be an important thing for us to take home tonight. And the beautiful thing, or today, the beautiful thing is that God's joy can reach us wherever we are, even if we're in prison. Some announcements to share before we begin this morning. Just a brief review of the worship services coming forward. This Wednesday night, we have our last midweek Advent service. It's at 7 p.m. It's a short service. It's about 35 minutes and a great way to close out the evening and prepare for Christmas ahead. So that's this Wednesday. On Sunday, we have regular worship next Sunday, the 23rd at 11 o'clock. We have adult Bible study only at 9:45. Children and youth, there's no children and youth Bible study next Sunday. And then finally, on Monday, not this coming Monday, but December 24th, Christmas Eve, we have our Carol's Communion and Candlelight service for Christmas Eve. It's a very special service. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page for that. I think there are some other announcements to share. Oscar's got one, I believe. So are there other announcements to share before we begin our worship?
Okay, before I begin, I want to... So I want you to raise your hand if you were not aware of Philomath having three firemen down in Paradise, California, but without reading pastor's notes or hearing it at the Bible class this morning. How many were aware of that? Were aware of it. Oh, okay. Well, there's a few. Yeah. Anyway, so our fire chief, Tom Miller, will be at the Rotary meeting this coming Tuesday, and you're all invited. However, if you are interested in something to eat, and there's no charge for the meal, you need to see the man with the clipboard, Bruce DeYoung, and so we can order enough food, because normally we'll only have about 20 people there, but I expect there's going to be several people that might be interested in Tom Miller's presentation regarding his experience down in Paradise, California. So be sure and see Bruce. Otherwise, you can come at 11 or 12:30 and just enjoy the presentation too. You don't have to come to eat.
Cool. Yes. Last week was our Christmas program. It was wonderful. We're very thankful for our youth and children. A lot of them are here, back here this Sunday. Thank you for leading us last weekend in our worship. We have copies of that. Aaron Benson made copies, and we've got plenty available, and at no cost as well, so it's really cool. If you're interested in a copy of the children's program, Christmas program, see Sally Stouter. Raise your hand, Sally, right in the back, right there. All right, cool. So today, actually, in the church, it has a special name. A few people, I don't think anyone knew this, actually, at Peace. Today is Gaudete Sunday. It's the Sunday that we light the pink candle. Gaudete means rejoice. And so that's what we're going to do here in our worship service today. One last announcement. I knew it was a good Sunday because Colleen, in the women's restroom right back here, very early this morning, found $20. A $20 bill. So if you lost $20, I just want to announce that. She came into my office and said, I found $20. So I know everyone's raising their hands. On the honor system, if you lost $20, come and talk to me after service this morning.